brain health has been very popular in the news lately, and this podcast is for you if you've ever had brain fog, cognitive decline, Alzheimer's, CTE, any of these issues. This is the podcast where we're going to jump into the latest research from Dr. Dale Bredesen, Dr. Daniel Amen, Dave Asprey of the Bulletproof Diet, so many other people, all the minds that are really out there paving the way, blazing a path for new research, new strategies that are actually working to get your brain optimized and working at its highest level. The Brain Builders Podcast is just for you. So get a notebook, get a pen, and get ready to open up your mind and get back to the person that you were meant to be. Welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I am your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and today we're diving back into Dave Asprey's book, Headstrong, The Bulletproof Plan to Activate Untapped Brain Energy to Work Smarter and Think Faster in Just 2 Weeks. So, we were talking about grape seeds last time, and there's another study. Scientists pre-treated animals with grape seed extract before inducing massive brain stress. Well, that's depressing. The pretreatment reduced oxidative stress, mitochondrial free radicals, and neuronal and mitochondrial damage. To stay headstrong, you want to limit mitochondrial damage, too. That's why Dave Asprey takes grape seed extract every day. In his teens, grape seed extract was the first supplement that he took that had a noticeable effect. He'd been struggling with daily nosebleeds, which is a symptom of inflammation from living in a water-damaged building with toxic mold. And grape seed extract reliably reduced his number of nosebleeds. He went from getting several nosebleeds a day to rarely ever getting one. This was a game changer for his dating life at the time. Grape skins. A lot of people want to believe that they'll get massive brain benefits from drinking red wine. Well, I do too. But really sorry to break it to you. The truth is that the toxic effects of the alcohol, sugar, and often mitochondrial toxins from fungus in wine far outweigh the benefits of its small amount of polyphenols, which come from grape skins in the form of resveratrol. Resveratrol has been studied extensively, and we know that it improves mitochondrial function. In animals, it has been shown to cause a significant increase in aerobic capacity, as well as new mitochondrial growth. It has also been shown to protect against obesity and insulin resistance caused by a poor diet. All right. 1 second here. Okay. You can get resveratrol not only from grapes, but also from pistachios, blueberries, cranberries, and chocolate. Remember, blueberries are pretty amazing. However, the amount of resveratrol fed to animals in the studies above is higher than you'll ever be able to get from food alone. That's why lay off the wine, eat a variety of resveratrol-rich foods prepared in a way that maximizes polyphenol absorption, and take a supplement too. Neurotransmitter precursor foods. Well, that sounds beneficial. Neurotransmitters are the chemical messengers that send signals from one neuron to another. There are at least 100 unique types of neurotransmitters in your body, and each has its own specific function. Everything you do requires your neurons to communicate with each other. For this to happen as efficiently as possible, your neurotransmitters must function well. So how does your body make neurotransmitters? Some are the natural byproducts of cellular functions, but most of them are produced in the gut and in the axons of brain cells. In order to make neurotransmitters, your body relies on specific nutrients. If you don't ingest enough of these nutrients, your neurons aren't able to communicate with each other effectively and may even miscommunicate by sending the wrong signals. This can lead to a host of diseases and a marked decline in your performance. Below is a list of the neurotransmitters that most impact your performance and the dietary sources your body needs to make them. Dopamine. This inhibitory neurotransmitter, meaning it makes your neurons less likely to fire, is best known for its association with reward circuitry in the brain. Cocaine, opium, heroin, and alcohol all increase levels of dopamine, but there are much better ways to boost your dopamine. Too little dopamine is associated with everything from Parkinson's disease to social anxiety, and having sufficient levels of dopamine has a positive impact on your decision-making and performance. It is your motivation molecule that gives you the willpower to resist impulses and achieve your goals. Dopamine is made from protein building blocks called amino acids. In this case, the amino acids L-tyrosine and L-phenylalanine. There are studies showing that sunlight exposure or a tanning lamp increases dopamine too. So foods that are high in L-tyrosine: beef, chicken, turkey, avocados, almonds, foods high in L-phenylalanine, wild salmon, sardines, bacon, beef, liver, almonds. Of course, you can supplement with these amino acids affordably as well, but it's hard to get dopamine in supplement form. If you feel that you're experiencing decreased motivation, procrastination, forgetfulness, and mood swings, it's worth trying a tyrosine supplement. That's T-Y-R-O-S-I-N-E. Norepinephrine or noradrenaline. Norepinephrine is an excitatory neurotransmitter, meaning it makes your neurons more likely to fire, that your Labrador brain needs in order to jump into action. It is also key to your performance because it helps you form new memories. Norepinephrine. Dopamine is a precursor to norepinephrine, so the foods listed above can boost your norepinephrine levels as well. The conversion process from dopamine to norepinephrine requires ascorbic acid, which is vitamin C. So it's important to eat plenty of green veggies or take a vitamin C supplement daily. When he first started biohacking, he wasn't yet 30, and lab tests from his physician told him that he was at a high risk of heart attack and stroke. When he measured his neurotransmitter levels, his norepinephrine was 7 times higher than it should have been and 4 times the level that causes burnout. No wonder I was stressed, or he was stressed. He needed other neurotransmitters to balance out his brain. Serotonin, the inhibitory neurotransmitter, has a direct impact on your mood. Having too little serotonin has been linked to depression, anger, and even suicide. As you may already know, many antidepressants work by preventing your neurons from absorbing serotonin so that there's far more of it left floating in your synapses. Serotonin also impacts your perception. Hallucinogens attach themselves to serotonin receptor sites and mess with your perception. Proper serotonin levels are also crucial for quality sleep because your sleep hormone, melatonin, is produced from serotonin. And as an aside, over 80% of your serotonin is actually produced in the gut, which is pretty important for healing the microbiome of the gut. L-tryptophan, this is the precursor your body needs to create serotonin. Perhaps you've heard of the turkey coma, which allegedly comes from eating too much turkey at Thanksgiving. The popular belief is that turkey makes us tired because it contains tryptophan. But the truth is that there isn't enough tryptophan in turkey to knock you out. It's the junk food and massive sugar you eat on Thanksgiving that does that. Interesting. Foods that are high in tryptophan include lamb, beef, chicken, turkey, wild salmon, mackerels, cashews, almonds, and hazelnuts. Acetylcholine. Acetylcholine was the first neurotransmitter ever discovered and is one of the most important. It stimulates muscles, plays an important role in rapid eye movement, or REM, REM sleep, and is extremely active in the specific pathway in the brain that needs to be upheld in order to avoid Alzheimer's disease. Degradation of this pathway is associated with Alzheimer's, and studies show that people suffering from Alzheimer's experience a significant decline in acetylcholine. Okay. The cells in the part of your brain where acetylcholine is so active, where it's so active, are the ones responsible for your body's temperature and sleep rhythms. Sleep and temperature regulation are closely connected thanks to acetylcholine. In one study, lab animals that were kept awake lost their ability to regulate their body temperature. When acetylcholine is low, you're more likely to be tired during the day and you won't dream as much at night because you won't spend much time in the deepest stage of sleep, which is REM. Dave Asprey said he's been boosting his acetylcholine levels with supplements and raw egg yolks for almost 20 years. When he's tired and stressed, boosting his acetylcholine really makes a difference. On the other hand, if you have too much acetylcholine, as an estimated 20 to 30% of people do, himself included, adding more through supplements can cause jaw tension, muscle cramps, and teeth grinding at night. You're unlikely to experience problems from eating foods high in acetylcholine, however. Acetylcholine precursors include L-carnitine and choline, which are best absorbed by the body when consumed together. Foods high in L-carnitine are beef, lamb, pork. Foods high in choline, egg yolks, by far the best source. Beef, kidney, liver, salmon. There's a lot of overlap here, have you noticed? Gamma-aminobutyric acid, or GABA. Sorry, my dogs are going crazy. GABA is an inhibitory neurotransmitter, plays many important roles in your brain. It influences the development of new neurons, helps them become differentiated, and form synapses. But it is perhaps best known for its ability to calm the brain and reduce anxiety by making your neurons less likely to fire. GABA quiets or calms the entire nervous system. Without GABA, your neurons can fire too often and too easily. GABA regulates this activity, and you need enough of it to stay calm in stressful situations. You can think of GABA as a nice soothing belly rub for your inner Labrador. Anxiety disorders such as panic attacks and seizure disorders are related to low GABA activity. In fact, anxiety medications such as Valium work by enhancing the effect of GABA in the brain. Years ago, he had a boss who became incredibly stressed out as their company ballooned in growth from 300 to 5,000 employees in just 3 years. After he watched her endure a particularly frazzled day, he offered her a GABA supplement. It dramatically changed her performance at work. Years later, he gave two capsules of GABA to a stressed hedge fund manager in Hong Kong before he took off on a flight for London. He called me later and told me that not only had he slept better on the plane than ever before, but he wanted to know if it was also safe to use GABA to stay calm and focused during his high-stakes business transactions. He felt so good that he was concerned about addiction. Fortunately, that's not an issue. The precursor for GABA is L-glutamine. Foods high in glutamine include beef, lamb, chicken, turkey, wild salmon, eggs, organ meats. You've probably noticed some overlap, in the foods recommended for the production of various neurotransmitters. It's no coincidence. These are the healthiest and the most beneficial foods you can eat, and you'll get plenty of them on the Headstrong program. A fat brain is a smart brain. When his daughter was 2 years old, she sat on Santa's lap at the mall for the first time. He asked her what she wanted for Christmas. Her response, my own stick of grass-fed butter. Seriously, he is not making that up. On Christmas morning, she unwrapped a stick of grass-fed butter, shrieked with joy, and ran around the house, holding it above her head like an Olympic torch. No, she didn't eat the whole stick, but she did take one huge gleeful bite as if it were a candy bar. Some people accuse me of being a bit too evangelical about grass-fed butter, but I'm so pleased that by the age of two, my daughter already knew that she needed quality fats to help her grow a strong brain and body. Over the last few decades, doctors and nutritionists have routinely vilified fat. Beginning in the 1960s, we were told that low-fat foods were the healthy choice, in large part thanks to this sugar association paying a $50,000 bribe to Harvard scientists to encourage them to downplay the risks of sugar and to vilify fat. And it worked. Food manufacturers responded to this messaging by adding sugar to low-fat foods, and we were left with a health risk or health crisis and obesity epidemic as a result. Thankfully, more and more people are beginning to reject the phony science that fueled the low-fat craze and embrace the fact that healthy whole fats are essential. And when it comes to your brain, the right fats are the most important macronutrient there is. A diet high in healthy fats helps to lower inflammation throughout your body and speeds up energy production in your brain. The more healthy fats you eat, the more efficient your brain becomes at converting them to energy. Compared to other macronutrients such as protein and carbohydrates, fat also has the lowest impact on insulin and cortisol levels. Eating fat is like having your cake and eating it too, except you don't get the cake, just the creamy butter frosting. Our bodies are literally made up of fat. A healthy female body is comprised of 25 to 29% fat, while men are 15 to 20% fat. Portions of every part of our bodies are made of fat, but none more so than our brains. As you read earlier, our brain cells and the myelin that insulates them are all made of fat and require plenty of high-quality fats to perform at their peak. When people hear that they should eat more fat, they often worry that doing so will make them have high cholesterol. But like our misunderstanding about the role of fat in a healthy diet, our fears of cholesterol are also misplaced. Cholesterol is not the enemy. In fact, undamaged cholesterol is so vital to the outer coating of your cells that your body actually manufactures it itself. High-density lipoprotein, HDL, aka good cholesterol, is necessary and beneficial to your whole body. It removes a low-density lipoprotein, LDL, or bad cholesterol, from the bloodstream and helps maintain the inner walls of the blood vessels. But cholesterol is even more important for the brain than it is for your blood vessels. Your oligodendroglia cells, remember them? They're the cells that maintain myelin, synthesize brain cholesterol and use it to repair and maintain healthy myelin. In fact, 70 to 80% of the cholesterol in an adult brain is found in the myelin sheaths. Low HDL levels are associated with cognitive impairment and neurodegenerative disease, most likely because the oligodendroglia do not have the materials they need to keep your myelin intact. Of course, not all fats are created equal. Nutritionist and trans fat researcher Mary Enig, PhD, has explained two helpful ways to understand fats. And we will go into those next time on the Brain Builders podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you, or hear you, or you can hear me